This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Litchfield Tourism Coordinator, Carol Berg. Carol, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about some big events coming up for the city of Litchfield. And it all starts off coming up. The Jet Rally, which is a neat event at the airport.
Absolutely. It's a very busy fall in Litchfield. And on the weekend of September 7th through 9th is the RC Jet Rally at the airport. It is free. Friday and Saturday, the times are 9 to sunset, and then Sunday, 9 to 1. If you come out, you'll see more than 60 aircraft, and some of them fly up to 200 miles an hour. It's a great family event, and like I said, it is free. And that same weekend, while you're in Litchfield, you may as well stop by the White Buffalo Powwow, which is out at Lake Lou Yeager at Picnic Area Number 4. The dancing begins each day at noon, and it's also a free event. If you do park on site, they ask for a small donation, but a reason to come on out to Litchfield for both of those.
Tell us a little bit about the powwow and how this works. I mean, what can you tell me about it?
Well, it's an independent group that comes in and does it, and they find drummers and dancers from across the country that come and will perform traditional American dances, and it's a really educational event and a fun event to watch.
And, of course, I guess the big event coming up on September 15th, is Do the Lou Part 2. It's the second annual Do the Lou Festival.
That's correct. And once again, we'll have the barbecue competition, and we're expecting 25 teams this year. And we're excited because one of the teams has agreed to vend, and so people will be able to sample some of the competitors' barbecue this year. And also Fishing Magicians, they're from Springfield, Missouri. They'll have two shows on Saturday. They call what they do the finest in fish shtick. So they combine comedy and magic with a fishing theme. And the Treehouse Wildlife Center will have a booth with live birds and some more educational information. And we have a volleyball tournament and just lots of stuff going on. And then Saturday night, we have a local band from Decatur. They were voted best local band 7 years in a row. They're called Rock of Ages, and they'll perform from 6:30 to 9:30. And we're hoping to have the fireworks then at 9:30. And, of course, that's tentative based on whether or not the county lifts the ban on fireworks. Earlier in the day, we'll have more entertainment on the stage. The 2012 Litchfield Idol winner, Regan Wilson, is going to perform, and also the duo of Kiana Bates and Jamaica Burke. So there'll be stuff going on on the stage most of the day.
Let's talk a little bit about Lake Lou Yeager and how important that is to the city of Litchfield to have events out there, not only for the campers out there, but just as a way to promote that lake. That's got to be a tremendous asset, isn't it?
It's a great thing for Litchfield. We're so happy that it's here, and we're surprised every year that there's local people in the area that aren't even familiar with how beautiful our lake is. So this is a way to get them out and enjoy a festival and also just experience some of the things that the lake has available. And part of us, the thing to do with the Lou also is the photo contest that we have, which features photographs from Lake Lou Yeager, and it's open for ages 8 all the way to adult, and those categories are people and nature, animal life, plant life, and landscapes and seascapes. So that gives people an opportunity to get out now with their cameras and get some pictures of the lake and then enter them in the photo contest.
Now, you mentioned earlier about the fireworks. It's tentatively planned for Doodaloo, but if the fireworks ban isn't lifted by that time, which the weather, you never know what's going to happen, it may not happen. Is there and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but it's my job here to ask this. If the fireworks don't go off on the 15th, as you tentatively have planned, is there a backup date that you're shooting for? Maybe like a first night type thing? Or are you going to save it for next year and then have maybe even a bigger show for the 4th next year?
The honest answer is we don't know. We're just really hoping that we're going to be able to do it as part of Do the Lou. So, okay. Hoping for some rain.
Okay. And thanks for addressing that, because I know that's been a concern or a question asked around the city about when the fireworks will happen. And, and it's not a Litchfield thing. It's also a Hillsborough thing, because they're asking over there, too.
Sure. And at Do the Lou, I don't want to forget about the kids. We'll have a children's area. We have a balloon artist and a face painter coming in, some other activities for the kids. And, of course, your normal food, drink, craft, and product vendors. So we'd really like to encourage people to come out to Do the Lou on Saturday, September 15th. And then on Sunday is the third annual triathlon. And it's a sprint and Olympic races. And people that are not athletes think, well, what would there be for me to do? But I'm telling you that it is a very exciting race, and it's an incredible thing to watch. The distance that these athletes cover is really amazing. So that's 8 o'clock on Sunday the 16th.
Another event that you guys are currently working on is the all-class reunion. Tell us a little bit about how plans are going for the reunion.
Okay. The all-year class reunion is on Saturday, October 6th, out at the airport. Gates will open at 5:30, and the cash bar will open then also. And then at 6 o'clock is the casual dinner buffet. At 7:30, the Mr. Wizard Band from St. Louis will entertain. And we are going to provide off-site shuttle service if we're not able to park on ground. Since we're hoping for rain for Do the Loo, you know, we don't want too much rain for this, though, because then parking's an issue. But invitations are in the mail, and the information is also available on both the tourism website and the reunion Facebook page. So we encourage people to come. If you don't get an invitation, doesn't mean that you're not welcome. You know, if you're a spouse of someone from Litchfield, please come. It's a wonderful event.
Now, is this open to all classes, or is there like a cutoff of like a year that you're cutting off at?
Absolutely not. If you have ever attended or graduated from Litchfield High School, you are welcome to come. And getting the address has just been a monumental task, and we've done a pretty good job. I think we're right at 4,500 invitations that are going in the mail. But
wow,
I'm sure we've missed some people.
And I was going to ask, is that a tough task trying to find all the former Purple Panthers?
It is. Prior to, I would say, 1998, we're in pretty good shape. But after that, when social media has come on the scene, people just don't keep track of mailing addresses. So it's those recent classes that are more of a concern for us, that we've reached out to those people.
And, of course, if you're on Facebook, keep an eye on that, because there is a Facebook page.
Right. It's under Litchfield High School All Year Class Reunion.
Okay. Another big event coming up is the West Fork Encampment. Tell us a little bit about this.
This is the first year for this, and what it is, it's on Saturday and Sunday, October 27th and 28th. It's a recreation of traditional and military life from the years 1750 to 1820. So everything in the camp will be specific to that time period, including the food that's available. So food that's prepared there will have to be, you know, prepared by, you know, wood stove or on the campfire. The Montgomery County Genealogical Society has agreed to do a children's games, and those will also be specific to the period. And there will be demonstrations. We have entertainment coming, the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps and a group called the Boone Slick Strings. We're going to have a fashion show where they'll get to see some of the period clothing and an explanation of what that is. And so a very educational event, another great event for the family. Also, it is free. If you watch the tourism website, they'll have more information in the schedule. And actually, all of these events are on the events tab at visitlitchfield.com.
And of course, that's the website to go for all the information pertaining to the city of Litchfield. And again, as we come to a close, Carol, it's always a pleasure having you here, talking about some upcoming fall events. Hard to believe we're mentioning the fall word now, for the city of Litchfield. Anyone seeking more information, or if there's maybe a mom or dad that still lives in the Litchfield area that have connections to a former alumni of the Purple Panthers of the high school, give us the number and the website that they can use to get that information to you.
Okay, the tourism website is visitlitchfield.com. And like I said, you can check the events tab there. Also, the Facebook page is Litchfield High School All Year Class Reunion. And contact information, the phone number is 324-8147.
All right, Carol, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for stopping by, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thanks, Tobin.
And this concludes its weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Litchfield Tourism Coordinator Carol Berg. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.